From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Molly Dove. Missouri House members have passed an incentives package offering General Motors up to $50 million for an expansion of an eastern Missouri plant that makes trucks and vans. The Republican-led House voted 92-51 for the proposal yesterday. The package would include up to $25 million in tax credits if GM makes at least $500 million in improvements to its Wentzville plant within the next 3 years. If GM makes an additional $250 million in improvements, it could qualify for another $25 million. Republican Governor Mike Parson is pushing the package as Missouri competes with other states for the expansion. The plant employs about 3,500 workers. House lawmakers voted down a provision to acquire the company to retain those jobs. Lawmakers face a May 17th deadline to pass bills. The Archbishop of St. Louis says he will strengthen the process for reporting sexual abuse by the clergy in the wake of a new church law announced yesterday by Pope Francis. The Pope's announcement requires priests and nuns around the world to report clergy sexual abuse and cover-ups by their superiors to church authorities. It's the latest effort by Francis to respond to the sex abuse and cover-up scandal within the Catholic Church. St. Louis Archbishop Robert J. Carlson says the new processes will help prevent abuse and ensure transparency. A spokesman says the Archdiocese is continuing to work with outside investigators to develop a list of clergy who have been credibly accused of abuse over the years. The Archdiocese has not said when the list will be complete. Missouri lawmakers sent the state budget to Governor Mike Parson early this morning, just hours before the constitutionally mandated deadline. Samuel King stayed up with them and has this report from Jefferson City.
The roughly $30 billion budget includes raises for state employees and the first increase in core funding for state colleges and universities in several years. But tensions flared after House Republicans initially rejected the higher ed budget because it would have removed the ban on tuition breaks for students whose parents brought them to the U.S. illegally. Budget Committee Chairman Cody Smith says he was glad the House stood firm and had the ban, which has been in place since 2015, restored.
Told you all that if we do that, we will win, and we did. And I think there's a tremendous lesson in that.
Overall, the budget saw bipartisan support for many provisions, including increased funding for K-12 schools. I'm Samuel King.
Legislation that could thwart a large wind energy power line has hit a roadblock in the Missouri Senate. Senators were unable to come to a vote late Wednesday on a bill prohibiting the use of eminent domain to acquire easement rights to the Grain Belt Express power line. Democratic senators who support the project slowed debate on the bill. The high-voltage power line is to carry wind energy from Kansas across Missouri and Illinois before hooking into a power grid in Indiana that serves eastern states. Missouri utility regulators granted approval earlier this year, which could let developers pursue condemnation if landowners won't sell easements. The House has passed several bills that would bar eminent domain for the project. Those bills will die if senators don't pass them by May 17th. I'm Molly Dove, KBIA News, Columbia.